Aphrodite, hear my plea. Were you as lonely as me? Did it make you feel more free? Do they want me for my body? Aphrodite, help me up. I feel jealous of someone, not their figure or their face, but their. Lock me in your chains, I dare you. Tie me down this way, I'm aware you're scared of how you prayed. Just let me out my cage, only one of us can stay. But the Reaper once told me when you go away, he would give the opportunity to let me out my cage. It didn't seem that bad at all, a simple price to pay. Swerve and crash, I'd be the one to blame. Aphrodite, hear my plea. Were you as lonely as me? Did it make you feel more free? Do they want me for my body? Aphrodite, help me up. I feel jealous.
Strangest way, didn't see it coming. Swept up in your hurricane, wouldn't give it up for nothing. Now I'm all caught up in the highs and the lows. It's a shock to my system. I don't wanna run away, so I stay. My head gets messy when I try to hide the things I love about you here. But you're in my head, you're in my blood, and it feels so good, it hurts so much. I don't really know a lot about love, a lot about love, a lot about love. But you're in my head, you're in my blood, and it feels so good, it hurts so much. It feels so good, it hurts so much.
our paths to cross. Read me like an open book. I was found and lost. Now I'm all caught up in the highs and the lows. It's a shock to my system. I knew that our love was fate, so I stayed. My head gets messy when I try to hide the things I love about you in my mind. I don't really know a lot about love, a lot about love, a lot about love, but you're in my head, you're in my blood, and it feels so good, it hurts so much. I don't really know.
Now you say we're over, but there's no closure for me when I know you'll call me the next time. She is your ex-girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend.
I just got my heart broken. I look way too fabulous. Yeah, I'm back in therapy, but I look way too fabulous. Taxman took my money, but I'm feeling way too fabulous. I ain't sad, I'm just feeling way too fabulous. The bigger my tears, the bigger my lashes, the curls in my hair. The bigger the hit, the harder I feel and the less that I care. The deeper it hurts, more vivid it hurts when I feel I deserve. If you know, you know.
system, my heart broken, but I look way too fabulous. Yeah, I'm back in therapy, but I look way too fabulous. Tax man took my money, but I'm feeling way too fabulous. I ain't sad, I'm just feeling way too fabulous. Call me Liberace, tragedy in Versace. I'm like Mata Hari, keep secrets serving body, oh. Ain't it the way? It's always the fierce who fight the hardest. What a shame. Slay to be slay. Promise you'll dance in those stilettos on my grave. They say beauty is pain, but when I feel beautiful, I barely feel the way. I just got my heart broken, but I look way too fabulous. Yeah, I'm back in therapy, but I look way too fabulous. Taxman took my money, but I'm feeling way too fabulous. I ain't sad, I'm just feeling way too fabulous.
The bigger my lashes, the curls in my hair. The bigger the hit, the harder I look and the less that I care. The deeper it hurts, more vivid and worse what I feel I deserve. Yeah, 'cause I feel way too fabulous.
And you just heard Fabulous by Meek. Melina KB with Ex-Girlfriend. Before that, Marina, About Love from the Netflix film To All the Boys, P.S. I Still Love You. And to start the set, we had Ella Red with Aphrodite. So I was actually, so here's the funny thing about Fabulous. That actually came out a while ago. It's like this single. And I didn't like the other two songs in it, but I love Fabulous. So Fabulous is both the name of the song and the EP, or single, I guess. I don't know what the difference between an EP and a single is. At this point, I'm too scared to ask, because why is it a single if there's, like, freedom, if there's between one and four songs on it? Like, one makes sense. Like, why is there four? It's fascinating. I don't know. Maybe because it would be, like, single-sided on a vinyl. That makes sense. Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, So I didn't like the other two songs, but I love Fabulous, except here's the thing. The normal version of Fabulous is explicit. Except I recently found out that there's a way to access, like, other releases, and this one happened to have the songs, but they were all clean, so I was like, oh yeah, I can finally review and play this, so I did. If you want to read that review, it's on WREV Reviews page, or you can access that for the WREV website. But before you go and do that, I have a quick PSA. Do you want a natural remedy for stomach aches and nausea and is packed full of antioxidants? Ginger is your answer. It's been prescribed as a digestive aid and nausea remedy since it was domesticated approximately 5,000 years ago. From India and Iran to the Greeks and Confucius, ginger has been the perfect natural remedy. And it comes in so many different forms. You can get hard candies, gummies, or just take a bite of raw ginger. It may be an acquired taste, but the benefits are worth it. This is a message from your ginger-loving DJs here at WRAV. Can you guess who wrote that one? I'll give you a hint, it's me. Things I've learned in college. Ginger rocks. So. But you know what else rocks? My playlist. Because next up we have Good Girls by Paris Pamela.
Heaven is a fat girl. Somebody's got to. Somebody's got to. And if you call me good girl, one more time, then my fist will meet your skull.
I sometimes walk naked, a child in the garden, and I pretend that there is no other way. Despite the distant shadow of incredulous laughter, echoing as if I should know why it's there. But I like the feeling. I'm at the beginning of time, and no thoughts of who I am have entered my mind. The bend over the river and catch a glimpse of something that's none of my business. As I scoop some up to drink, I disperse whatever it was, and you can scream at me all you want that the greatest love affair is with myself, that it should be passionate, unwavering, no shadow of a doubt that I am in love with my body, and my body is in love with me, but I am not. The water is not in love with the cup that I drink from.
The mess of this relationship with my body. That third eye turned inward, turning. Money is infiltrating, getting out and waiting back in. Through the quagmire of who I might be, balancing the scaffolding of skin.
Skip. this was his mattress in his bedroom. From these white sheets, I got the best view. And everybody's calling me, but my phone don't work and his phone don't work and his. God bless all of those other eyes. From his bedroom, and everybody's calling me, but my phone don't work, and his phone don't work, and his.
Keep me from the cages under the car.
You just heard Zella Day with East of Eden, Alan Walker and Phoebe Ryan with Brave Enough to Be Unknown, My Regards by Maisie Peter, and to start, we had Paris Pamela with Good Girls. The time is 8:30, and it is now time for your news report. So, looking at 7 days, we have Roth pushing to ban guns from establishments that serve alcohol, which include bars and restaurants, and it's being backed by the Senate leaders and gun safety advocates. However, it seems like it's kind of iffy right now. Me personally, I think that's a good idea. Like, concealed carrying and stuff, but like at the same time, like, how about we not mix? It's like mitigating risk, you know? Like, I think this is a good idea. Workers at Healthy Living Barnes & Noble holds it. Yeah, hang on. Workers at Healthy Living Barnes & Noble's have voted to unionize, and now in the free stores, the Healthy Living employees, as well as the South Burlington Barnes & Noble's employees, will join the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. So that headline's just written really weirdly. Okay, that makes more sense. Then they have this article, which is on the cover of their newest edition. Why does Vermont have the lowest birth rate in the nation? And I'm just going to say it, not surprised. Like, look at the state of the economy. Look at the state of the world. Like, it is, like, you have to work so much just to be able to split rent. Like, rent here is like, what, $1,000 a month? Like, yeah, I know that I know it is technically the student population that's kind of causing the issue, so sorry, not really. UVM, stop over admitting. But just Vermont in general, like, there's just not a lot of opportunity here. Like, I'm just gonna say it flat out, like, getting long-term employment is hard. Like, it's just not worth staying here, in all honesty. But on a happier note, Palmicala Farm is in Grand Isle grows on without its co-founder. So the asparagus and winter. The farm, they've been providing a lot of food like asparagus and winter squash to local chefs. And the family has been having their first season after losing the matriarch. So condolences to the family and congrats on the new season of, I guess, food. I'm tired, guys. Anyways, and another more happy note, there's a dumpling cafe to replace Asiana House in Burlington. So Gary Ma, a longtime owner of a shuttered downtown sushi spot, is reopening. So they'll have dim sum dumplings, probably. If you don't know where Asiana House is, that is right by Vivid Coffee on Church Street. So it's kind of like on one of those off streets a little, so it's across from a couple of thrift stores and across from a parking garage. So, kind of across from a parking garage. It's next to Vivid Coffee, I can tell you that. I can only navigate or give people directions in terms of coffee shops, because that's, like, all I go to. Like, I love coffee. Yeah, no wonder why I'm broke. Anyways, in terms of your weather, which, let's see how accurate it is today. It is raining. I don't know if anyone's noticed, but it's raining. I very much noticed because I got rained on. So great. This was a bad day to, like, schedule stuff. Like, why am I trying to do things today? Anyways, but we have rain forecasted for the next hour, and it will be slowly going down throughout the day. Around 5 p.m., we might finally be done with the rain and just get some clouds. But 8 p.m., we'll be back at... No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 8 p.m., back at it with some more rain, right in time for your sunset at 8:03 p.m. And we'll keep seeing that rain until about 11 p.m. We can expect some sun tomorrow morning, some cloudy sun. And then Saturday, expect more rain. Sunday, more rain. Monday, more rain. Friday, we'll, in case I skipped it, Friday and Thursday are both going to be partially cloudy. But the good news is that it's pretty nice out. Like, we got a high of 54, a low of 44, and it feels like 38, which in my books, that's great. Like, that is warm. That is bikini weather, in my opinion. Like, this is the perfect weather. Like, not to be all hot take over here, but, like, I love rain. Like, I think that rain is definitely one of the better ones. And also, I appreciate for not being any sun or very little sun for my next couple days, for my last 2 days here, because I don't want to get sunburned again. Like, it's, I came to Vermont to escape the sun, okay? Like, I'm not here for beaches and warm weather and, like, no, I'm here to avoid the sun. Like, did the winter make me regret that? Yeah. Am I still coming back yet next year? Yes. I'd like to, transferring is too complicated. Anyways, so, rain, that's your forecast today. If you're taking one, in a word, rain. So, boom, there's your forecast. Anyways, next up we got some Prometheus on the 405, and after these next three songs, we'll be back with our folklore segment for the day. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy, and stay tuned to WRV 90.1 FM Burlington.
Preach better than a man can. Better a believer than a madman. A church is more than the sanctum on your sleeping kings in the pulpit. They say I should see it in divine light, but I see it in the huddle on the 405. Something holy in the way they're holding on to the hope just to stay alive. If you could read my mind, I'm sure that you'd be horrified. You'd kick and scream and cry. Where did you sleep last night? But someone gave me light. Said that I don't need yours to shine. Call her Prometheus. She's always on. One small sight, one
unsheathed knife must glint in an alternate timeline's light. One rust-ridden blade juts out of a friendly moonstruck shape to tear, tear, terribly, terribly, tear, tear, terribly the delicate crepe of night. Familiarity breeds indifference. Familiarity breeds discontent. Familiarity breeds indifference. Familiarity breeds discontent. A pungent, putrid, brownish-green November smile, blandishing my two-timing door. One small sound, one small bite, one tommy oak tooth, one loggerhead shrike must cure my invertebrate doppelganger on barbed wire in a parallel universe. My tongue parallelly bleeds. One small drop in a month full of blood, in tongues all over the world. I said it, I didn't, it doesn't matter what I said or didn't. Admit it, you were never going to get it. I was always gonna get it. Can't pick them out, can't press them in. I'll never hide my scars. Can't pick them out, can't press them in. I'll never hide my familiarity breeds. Familiarity breeds. Not only is it thicker blood, it's stickier than water. And maybe that's relevant somehow. Can I explode now?
Sweetness, sweetness, I was only joking when I said virus.
And you just heard Big Mouth Strikes Again, the 2011 remastered version, Sparkbird with November, and to start we had Janani K. Ja with Prometheus on the 405. Oh, and there goes my screen. Alright, you know, I've always had tech issues, so why not have one more? But today for our folklore segment, we have one of my favorite things, chimeras. So, in mythology, generally when you hear the word chimera, you're talking about the Greek chimera, which is a lion-goat-snake hybrid. So basically, like, it's got the head of a lion, kind of a torso of a lion, it's got a goat coming out of its back, like, sometimes it's just a goat head, sometimes it has legs, and a snake for a tail. And they fight each other, sometimes they fight each other. Like, that's a thing that happens in mythology a lot, like, they kind of just argue, in an extent. So this actually comes from the Hesiod, and it's a fire, and it can breathe fire too, as if everything else wasn't dangerous enough. And then there is, so there's actually a lot of these, but so when you kind of like shift into the broader term of chimera, or also composite animals, as we're called, like, but composite animals are generally more of an art history term, I think, from my understanding of the situation. For example, the Nu is a Japanese chimeric creature with the head of a monkey, the legs of a tiger, the body of a Japanese raccoon dog, and a snake for a tail. You gotta give the snake for a tail. That's classic chimera. The Anzu, which is Mesopotamian, is a massive bird with the head of a lion and wings of an eagle, representing chaotic force that defied divine order. The Abrius, which is Mexican, is a... They are creatures that are combinations of donkey butterfly, rooster bull, lion, or lion eagle, and they were popularized in the 1930s. The Quillen or Kirin, which is Chinese and Japanese respectively, is a hybrid with a dragon's head and scales, antlers of a deer, hooves of an ox, and the tail of a lion or an ox. The Simurgh, which is Persian, is a griffin-like creature with the head of a dog, body of a lion, tail of a peacock, and wings of a hawk. So we're mixing up the tail this time. And I wonder if by tail of a peacock we mean, like, the big feather thing, or just, like, a peacock's actual tail, like, just the blue fluff. And then there's a Yali, which is Hindu, which is a creature with a lion's head, elephant's tusks, a cat's body, and a serpent's tail. Not a serpent's head as a tail, so that's also funky. But in heraldic or European folklore, there is a Wolpertinger, which is a German creature with a rabbit's head, squirrel's body, deer's antlers, and a peasant's wings or legs. And then there's the questing beast, which is a beast with a serpent's head, leopard's body, deer's feet, and lion's haunches. And then also you can get kind of technical with this and go into like centaurs, minotaurs, manticore, and greons, which are all like it's animal features with a human, usually human torso and head generally. Like, I don't know. I don't think there's any, the minotaur is the exception to that. Who would have thought? So, there's also, like, the Egyptian gods, like, it may kind of seem like, oh, they have the heads of animals and bodies of humans. They're chimeras. They're not, actually. It's just kind of an abstract representation that the Egyptians did. It was more like, well, they're both human and also this animal. Like, they had two different forms, and that was understood. Like, to my understanding, like, they were not worshipped as animal-headed gods, like, by the Egyptians themselves. I'm trying to think. There's one other one I want to bring up. I cannot remember for the life of me what it is, though. Like, we got the chimera, we got the classic chimera. Oh, but, chimeras actually do exist. So, chimera is a scientific term, which is a single organism composed of cells from two or more distinct zygotes, meaning it possesses multiple sets of DNA. So these creatures can occur naturally, such as marmosets sharing blood, or be created in labs, like, you know, the human pig embryos, which is definitely not going to be an issue down the road. But there's also examples like cats with distinct two-tone coloration, like the way that they're kind of like split right down the middle. Like, so chimera cats, they have split face, coat colors or different eye colors, and this is caused by the fusion of two embryos. Anglerfish also do this, where sexual parasitism results in males fusing onto females, sharing a single circulatory system and becoming a natural chimera. And back to marmosets, roughly 95% of fraternal twin marmosets are hemotrophic chimeras sharing blood and DNA through placenta fusion. So that's very interesting. And I'm trying to remember what the other one I wanted to bring up was, because like there's another, I can't remember what it is. Like, it's, you know what, I'm just gonna play the next song, which is, this is probably one of the best, most insane songs I've ever heard. So we're gonna get to that, and then I'm gonna come back when I remember it, because there was one other one that, like, it's on the tip of my tongue. I know what it is. So, with that all said and done, I was made for loving you, but not the version you expect.
I'm gonna give it all to you. In the darkness, there's so much I wanna do. And tonight, I'm gonna lay it at your feet. 'Cause I was made for you, and you.
Your eyes, feel the need.
That was I Was Made for Loving You by Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox with lyrics by Effie Passero, and I'm pretty certain I've played that one before. I really thought that I hadn't, so, you know what. To be fair, I was making this at midnight, so I don't think I was in the greatest. You know, it's finals week. Like, I didn't even think I'd be doing a show this week, in all honesty, so that definitely influenced my planning ability. But that was the end done. I still cannot remember what I wanted to talk about. Like, there was another creature I wanted to bring up, and I can't remember what it was for the life of me. Like, it's not even ones I mentioned. Like, it was something kind of weird. Like, it was, like, another exception. Like, I'm trying to think about what it is. Like, it's definitely not a griffin. It's not a chimera. Like, it was funky. I'm trying to think. Well, I give up. Well, not going out with a bang today. Going out with kind of just like a, we tried. So, yeah, this is my last show for this semester. So, you are going to have about 3 months, mainly free from me and my yapping. I say mainly because I do some interviews that have been recorded that will be playing on air, stay tuned. The week before May 22nd, there'll be an interview I did with Sparkbird, and I'm hoping to do another one with Joe Goodkin. If you don't know, Joe Goodkin came in last week, and he played The Blues of Achilles live here at UVM. It was amazing, like, super cool retelling of the story of Achilles. Like, you can find it on Spotify, just search up Blues of Achilles, and you'll find it. It was so cool. So hopefully we'll have that interview soon. I'm just in the middle of packing and finals and all that stuff. So it's been a hectic week. On one hand, I am so ready to leave. On the other hand, like, you know, it's going to be fun. I got to figure out if I got to move a mini fridge, which sucks because, like, I'm also using the mini fridge for storage. Like, put a bunch of stuff in there. So I really hope I can still move that tomorrow. But that's a tomorrow issue, not a today issue. Today's issue, not getting rained on as much. Like, yesterday I got absolutely soaked while I was walking to work. It was so bad. But, you know, you live and you learn. And don't forget to check the weather, I guess. I've never learned that lesson, and I probably never will. But with that all said and done, thank you for tuning in to Over the Moon with DJ Io. And stay tuned for more great sets today on WRAV 90.1 FM Burlington, your better alternative.